Oak Ridge Associated Universities, ORAU for short. They're getting set to launch a new Rural Health Research Innovation Cluster. It's called RIC, and they're hosting a dedicated workshop coming up, too. Casey Thomas from ORAU is here with some of this information about this. Casey, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is a Research Innovation Cluster, and what is the goal of this workshop?
Yeah, no, great question. So Research Innovation Cluster, really in simple terms, what we're trying to do is bring together our partners to create kind of this collective focused on addressing complex problems. And so we're doing a couple of these, but the one that we are focused on today is the rural health one, because we know that rural communities face some pretty unique challenges when it comes to health, and often they're isolated in terms of how they can address those. Maybe they don't have the support. And so the goal of this research cluster, we call it the RIC, is really just to bring partners together so that we can talk through this and share expertise and create research partnerships and really then, you know, solve really cool problems together and make an impact in these communities.
What is the priority list regarding health issues in these rural areas? And I mean, you're talking East Tennessee, but also across the nation too.
Yeah, absolutely. And great question. You know, like I said, we know they have a lot of different challenges, and where we're starting is we're looking at a couple of focus areas. So we're going to look at workforce development and retention. So not only how do we get providers into rural areas, but how do we keep them there once we get them into those communities? Women's health and access to care, which are sort of intertwined, but how do we ensure that people, not just women, have all of the care that they need, whether that's maternal health, whether that's oncology, whether that's substance use, mental health care, those kinds of things. And then finally, our fourth one for right now is preparedness and resilience. And thinking about this in terms of how does this affect not only the delivery of healthcare, but people's everyday lives. So how do rural communities respond to extreme weather or natural disasters? How does that impact services that people can access? How does that impact their food supply? What happens to, you know, the emergency care system in these kinds of situations? So that's really where we're starting, but we expect over the few years, more things will come up, and we'll add those to our list.
Sure. What has led to these health issues in rural areas?
You know, I think it's a lot of things, and I'm certainly not an expert on this, so I know your listeners will have their opinions too, but a lot of it has to do with shortages. You know, we mentioned getting providers to these areas. You know, funding is always a question. Different emerging issues and diseases, and really just inadequate resources.
How long has this been a concern, and how long have you guys been saying, okay, we got to focus on this, we got to do something?
Sure, yeah. You know, I think it's one of ORAU's priorities for a long time, and so really it's just been recently that we're able to bring partners together, so we're really excited to launch this initiative, knowing that it's something that has needed addressed for quite some time.
So there's a workshop coming up August the 6th. It's from 10 till 3 at the Hilton Knoxville Airport. Tell me about the workshop. What's going to be discussed there, and who is this for?
Yeah, the workshop is going to bring together about 35 different academic institutions from all over the country, and we're really going to sit down in a room and talk through what are the issues in everyone's local community. What are they seeing? What are the priorities? Where do we want to focus our efforts over the next 1 to 3 years, and how do we get there? So we're expecting to come out of it with a pretty good list of things to move forward on.
Is there anything that we, the general public, can do to jump in there and help with either this workshop or with this issue or anything that you guys are putting together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we know that this is going to be a big initiative and that we can't do it alone. We're starting with our university partners, but we do expect later in August, September, October, moving forward, to have more opportunities. So really, probably the best way for folks that want to get engaged is just to email us. They can email me. They can email universitypartnerships@orau.org, and we'll get you engaged, because we know that everyone, this is a big issue and concern to a lot of folks, and we want to make sure everyone's voices are heard.
Yeah, you mentioned that you guys are going to kind of get together and come up with some ideas and some plans and then implement or start implementing over the next, 1 to 3 years, I think you said. How long-term is ultimately all of these efforts?
Ultimately, we hope these will make lasting impacts. You know, we know we can't solve all of the challenges in 1 to 3 years, but hopefully we can start putting some things in place that enable rural communities to be able to have lasting long-term impacts and ultimately improve care across the country.
Casey, anything I've not brought up that you wanted to make sure that folks know about this event and the overall effort?
I think just that we're really excited. And again, reiterating, you know, this is not something that we can do alone. We don't intend to do it in a vacuum. So no voice is too small. We would love to hear from folks on what is important to them and where they would like to see efforts focused.
All right. Very good to hear from you about this. Good luck with everything, man. I'm glad to hear that these issues are being they're being approached. They're being discussed, and hopefully some solutions will be coming from this event August the 6th at Hilton Knoxville Airport. Hopefully we got some good results coming from this. Casey, down the road, I'd love to hear back from you once you kind of get to a point where maybe some public input is what you're looking for, or you'd like to update us on where you are with this program. We'd love to have you back on.
Absolutely. Would love to come back on. Thank you very much.
Very good. Casey, appreciate you. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you soon. ORAU.org. You can find email information there and get your thoughts and concerns to the folks that will be working on these plans. Folks, you got long-range plans. That's what you got to have. And I know they're going to get together and have this meeting coming up August the 6th and try to implement this 1 to 3 years. And then hopefully beyond that, continue to address and update what the issues are and see how we can best move forward. So if you want more information, ORAU.org. I got Audio Brunch up next on Yarbrough and News Talk 98.7.